Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. If you can, look east. It's super pretty. Mm-hmm. It's a really pretty, another really pretty sunrise. You can't, Vin. It's out. It's behind you. You can go peek.
Oh, it's behind me.
I'm going to do a contest so you can go and peek. It's really pretty. What? Did you look at the sunset, the sunrise?
No,
pretty.
I haven't.
It's really pretty. Super gorgeous. So anyway, happy Friday. And if you can, safely look, you know, behind you. Or wherever it is that you're headed, just let's all enjoy it together. It is Singles Appreciation Week on Alice. I guess we're wrapping this up today, huh?
Yes, we are.
Are you kidding? We're going to be talking. We're going to be appreciating Human's singleness.
Oh, that's right.
Next week is the entire year.
Next week is Valentine's Day too. Right. So I suppose singles, you know, we're thinking of you, you poor lonely people. So Singles Appreciation. But when I say Singles Appreciation Week, I mean single day tickets for Bottle Rock. It's not exactly
what a play on
it's not
words.
Exactly what you're.
I've been had.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, are we doing something for Valentine's Day? Turns out no. So Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
The guy who owns Amazon and the Washington Post.
A lot of stuff.
He's in the middle of a divorce.
He owns Whole Foods.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's right. Amazon owns Whole Foods. And I'm sure a million other things. I'm sure the dude's just been collecting companies. And I think last check he was worth like $137 billion. That's about to get cut in half.
That's right.
And he is saying he just put a blog post out. That is calling out the National Enquirer, and more specifically, American Media, Inc. Basically, he says that they tried to blackmail him. And he feels that it's motivated because, you know, look, the Washington Post, not a Trump-oriented paper. And he feels that the people at American Media, Inc. are in bed with the Trump administration. And they basically said, you have to stop looking into this or... we're going to run these racy texts and these, we have nudes of you and of Lauren Sanchez. That's the woman that he was, that's his mistress, I guess, or his girlfriend now. Mm-hmm. Broke up her marriage. They broke up each other's marriages. And he's saying, I was being blackmailed by them. And I will run those photos before I will let them do this to me. It's like, no matter how embarrassing it would be. So when the National Enquirer ran those texts between Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, he said, look, the Enquirer is notoriously friendly with and helpful to President Trump. Bezos owns the Washington Post, which is often critical of the president. And so he launched private investigations to determine whether the Enquirer was politically motivated when it published those texts. And at the Enquirer, they were not happy about that. So yesterday he posted emails that he got from them threatening to publish more texts and nude photos. They promised not to do it if he called off his investigations. And publicly stated, and they wanted him to say publicly that he had no reason to believe that the Enquirer's actions were politically motivated. So he didn't cave. He said, quote, of course I don't want personal photos published, but I also won't participate in their well-known practice of blackmail, political favors, political attacks, and corruption.
And besides,
I prefer to stand up.
This is a good one.
I know. This one I look pretty good in. I prefer to stand up, roll this log over, and see what crawls out. So... I guess that he's been over at the Post. They've been looking into the Trump administration's Saudi ties since their journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all remember that whole thing in the I guess it was in the Saudi embassy in Turkey. So and there's a lot to read about this. I mean, everybody's got coverage of this today. And
what about that angle of Lauren Sanchez's brother,
yes,
Michael, like They're saying he's responsible.
Right. They're saying that he might be the person who provided these photos. Lauren Sanchez's brother is apparently very close with someone in the Trump administration. Uh-huh. I wasn't sure if it was President Trump. I just heard that briefly when I was pulling in this morning.
Yeah, I just heard a little blip.
So, but CBS News is reporting that that guy has ties to Trump, and it's possible that he screenshotted her phone and or however he got those messages. Maybe, but that seems like a pretty essy thing to do to your sister.
Yes.
So there's that. Ronan Farrow is saying that American Media Inc. also attempted to blackmail him and at least one other prominent journalist involved in breaking stories about the National Enquirer's arrangement with Trump. Isn't the National Enquirer the one that squashed the story? There's a Playboy playmate or something.
Yeah.
Karen Duffy?
Is that her name? She was banging the president and had evidence of it and took the story to the National Enquirer and they said, we'll take it. And you sign away all rights to it
and
right
then they
here.
Squashed it.
And then they paid her, I don't know, $120,000, whatever
it
was.
Karen McDougal.
McDougal. That's it. Yeah.
And it was later, it was after, who's the chick? Stormy Daniels. After her story came out and she was talking about it, this woman came forward and said, yeah, they bought the story from me, said they were going to run with it, made me sign away all rights to my own story, and then just never ran it as a political favor. So there's that. So anyway, Ronan Farrow is saying that he and at least one other prominent journalist have been blackmailed. He says he fielded similar stop digging or we'll ruin you blackmail efforts from AMI. He said he did not engage with them on the topic and I guess continued to do whatever the hell he was doing. Maybe he felt like, go ahead and try. But who among us, you know, could have every bit of their dirty laundry hung out without there being some, you know, shameful thing in there?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what's going on with Jeff Bezos today. I say that's the best way to face down a blackmailer, if you can take it, you know? Yes, good for you, Jeff. Wonderful job. Plus, as Vinny said, he probably shows really well on those photos.
I mean, that's...
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Gotta be at the bottom of it all.
You only send the good ones, right?
Oh, right, the ones where it looks enormous. Oh, look at... Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, you said that before. That's ridiculous with this.
So
men only take pictures of it. And are you kidding?
Kidding about what?
There's no way to take a picture of the thing that's going to make it bigger.
Oh, no, there is. You put, like, little miniaturized things around it. You build, like, a little
make
Lego
the top
castle.
Hat really small.
Sure. Right. Like, oh, boy, I've got this sombrero. I didn't cut the brim down. What?
Okay.
A little monocle.
Danielle Bregoli.
A monocle.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's got one
have
eye.
The whole thing. You dress it up like Mr. Peanut.
Okay.
You know, well, little cane.
You guys have fun husbands.
What's her face? Danielle Brignoli. Oh,
yeah. This
God.
Is
a train that's never gonna stop.
You are right about that. Oh. It's not. Behad Behaby. So she is going to save Snapchat. So you like her.
Hey, let me tell you something. Snapchat, there's an article, a fluff article about them right now that's out there. Did you see this one?
I did not, but they have some big stuff cooking.
They have twice as many users as Twitter. When they put that out there, it was like, well, how the hell are they getting such a bad rap when Twitter's half of them?
Yeah.
And Twitter seems to have made some kind of comeback.
Oh, people are all over Twitter. But you know who's all over the Snapchat is the kids.
Right.
And the kids are the future. I believe the children are our future.
Let's check that stock. Why aren't you checking the stock today, punk?
Show it's 862.
Thank you.
They possess inside.
It's the only green stock on the
give
list.
Give them a sense of pride to make it easier.
Like their photos on Snapchat.
Oh, she changed the words.
Yeah, I don't want to sing that song.
See, that's why you can't sing with Sarah, because Sarah decides to put her own words in there. You never know what she's going to say.
Oh, yeah, it's so hard. Oh, my God.
Stick to the script, Sarah.
All right, sorry. My bad. Anyway, thank you, Dr. Phil, for yet another just gleaming example of humanity in this Behad Behaby. Oh, man, there's another. You know what? I'm going to see if I can find the other Dr. Phil story while I do this Behad Behaby story. Oh, God, there's the Dina Lohan catfishing story.
Oh,
but there are so many good stories that we will not get to. So, hang on, let me find that other one. There it is, Dr. Phil. All right. So, Behad Behabi. This is Danielle Bregoli. I think we met her. She was like 13. She goes on. Yeah, she's that girl.
Yeah, that girl.
Cash me outside.
Oh, what does that mean?
Go. So listen to this Snapchat crap.
He sounds just like Johnny V.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Cash me outside. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Go. Can you make me a sandwich? Oh, can I sleep in your bed tonight?
No.
Oh, I can't? All right. I'll be in my room.
So Danielle Bregoli has a Snapchat series, and this is something. They are starting a whole thing called Snapchat TV.
Mm. Well,
you can watch TV on Snapchat, and a lot of it is like, you know, user-based, but then they're paying for content. So listen to this, Vinny. 10 million unique views in 24 hours after its Monday's debut. Danielle Bregoli. It's called a Snap Original.
Nice.
It's called Bringing Up Behabi. Oh, nice. I always say Baha because it's B-H. She doesn't just say baby. It's B-H-A-B-I-E. Behad Behabi. So the first day numbers, they're saying, oh my God. The Kardashians do the same thing. They have a Snapchat show too. And that gets about 1.5 million viewers per episode. This one, in its first 24 hours, 10 million viewers.
Wow.
This is going to be, right. Wow, as in, oh God, what is this world coming to?
Well, think about how many viewers a hit TV show has on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
No,
3 million.
They'll keep a
4
show.
4 million.
They will keep a show. I think that The Simpsons just got renewed for seasons 31 and 32,
really?
And they average about 7 million, which is still significant.
I'm shocked they
about
still get 7
million.
Million.
They say that when the episode first airs, it's like 4 million, and by
that's
the time everyone
mean.
Has taped it
okay.
and watched it back, because that's you have to account for that now, too. It's about 7 million.
A lot of shows in their first watching or first airing that are considered hits are only in the 1.8 to 3 million range, where you're all, that's national.
I know.
It doesn't seem real.
And it's funny, too, because a lot of the stuff you hear the most about, like some of these, the cable news channels, like their biggest shows, like maybe 1.5 million people are watching
right.
on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But they're, you know,
and
they're
very
influential.
You know what? And the thing is, you said it, people record stuff, people, you know, see stuff later.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just because there's so many options for people that they aren't there in real time.
I was reading a story about Game of Thrones and what, you know, how that was such a sensation at the time. But that was before streaming was what it is now.
Right.
Like, it started long enough ago that they're saying there will never be another show that sweeps us the way that did. I will point to Stranger Things, because I feel like if anything ever came close to how captivated everyone was by Game of Thrones, it was that first season and the second season to a large degree. I think, though, because they dump all the episodes in one night and you could literally be done with them the next day if you watched all 8 or whatever, that I think that's an argument for not doing the all at once dumping. People talked about it, continued to talk about it for weeks on end, because everyone hadn't seen every episode. We were all waiting for the next episode. We were wondering, and we talked about it. So
kept it alive.
It kept it alive, where I have to think that when Stranger Things dumps its next 10-episode series, it'll get talked about and buzzed about for about 2 weeks. And then that's it. You won't hear about it anymore, because everyone will either be done with it or hasn't gotten to it, or it just falls out of the public. But a show that airs weekly has that advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is annoying. I really like when they put it all out at once. So anyway, this bitch, Behad Behabi.
She's a child, Sarah.
I know.
She's crushing it, though. Good for her.
She is crushing it. And listen to this. They're saying that this is one of the most successful premieres for this type of series. It started launching back in October. Snap Honchos, super happy with the direction of their original content, thanks in large part to Behad Behabi. She is rapidly expanding her empire. She's got a 25-city tour, a certified gold single, a futuristic billboard ad. I haven't seen that. And a lucrative beauty and makeup endorsement deal.
Oh, I think I saw that billboard. It's in Hollywood, I think.
Okay.
Or L.A.
She is going to make more than $10 million this year.
Dang.
And they say that this is the beginning for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's it's furthering that new celebrity. Like, I've heard, I can't even tell you how many musicians are like, I spent every day of my life learning this damn instrument, and it took everything I had to learn music theory and learn how to, and sound and I still practice an hour a day. And the new celebrity who comes in and takes all of the young eyes is this person who's never put a minute of time into learning an instrument. She raps.
Right.
And even that is like something.
Even that, it's almost she jumped into that just to keep her fame going after this, you know, catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah.
People talk about appropriation. It's like, man, she just jumped into rap and it's because she doesn't have to do anything.
Right. Someone's writing that for her.
I'm sure.
Producing it for her.
And
she's
so trashy.
She's the face. Ugh.
But who can argue? She's got an attitude that people want to see.
I guess.
They're watching it and it's like, well, so do something else then, guitar players.
Right. How awful.
I don't know.
It's not fair,
what
man.
Do you, well, it's not fair.
Life isn't fair. She's looking at TV and acting roles now, too. Mm. She wants to.
Well, maybe she'll look back at this someday and go, oh, my God, how I started in this business.
Right. Now I want to be taken seriously and everyone just thinks I'm a trashy hoe. Because I do. Speaking of trashy hoes, this isn't about that. Dr. Phil. This woman is suing him. This woman is bummed.
Is that crazy?
Okay. Her boyfriend was supposed to be on the show, and she was there sort of as backup. But while she's backstage with this boyfriend, who's talking about, I want to say, let's see, her boyfriend was supposed to be there in a show about childhood abuse. Mm. So she shows up with the boyfriend, and I guess, you know, as he's talking to the producers, she admits to them that she has X-ray vision, the ability to hear people's thoughts, and other psychic abilities.
Okay.
So they're like, you should come on too. And then the show was all about her.
Oh, and the boyfriend's like, what about me?
No, the boyfriend's no longer in this story. This woman was ridiculed, and this is what she's suing for. She's saying that being on this Dr. Phil show ruined her life. She had a mental breakdown right after this. She did not know that the show was going to be all about her. And he's like, well, do you know what I'm thinking right now? And there was like a whole thing going, and the audience was laughing at her, and she was horrified. She just thought she was going to the show to support her boyfriend.
Right.
So she gets off the stage when this taping is over, and she starts pulling her own hair out and screaming and crying. They actually had to call the authorities to have, she was taken to an involuntary lockdown for 5 days. And then she gets out and she's trying to have her life. And then the show airs and she's just ruined. This woman is ruined with her X-ray vision.
I hate to agree with her lawyer, but I probably am going to. Like,
right.
Her producers saw an opportunity for to take someone down and to have everyone get to laugh about it because she's ridiculous, and they don't realize or they don't care that she's probably extremely vulnerable. Like an extremely volatile.
She believes this
stuff
about
herself.
Saying. And this is not someone to be exploited.
Right. And that's exactly what they did. I might go with her. Rarely do I want to go with the lawyers on these stories.
I know.
This one might be one where you go, you know what, man? She didn't go there trying to get on TV.
She's suing Dr. Phil, his production company, and CBS for infliction of emotional distress, fraud, and negligent misrepresentation. She's looking for damages, obviously. I guess while she was on the show, she said she was a therapist. She said she acted as a therapist for her boyfriend who had this childhood abuse thing. And then he starts grilling her on, oh, well, what are your credentials as a therapist?
Oh, man.
And, you know, she's like, I guess I just support him. Anyway, there's a clip out there if you want to try and find it. But
what do you think?
I'm with you. I really feel like that was a person who was exploited. She wasn't there to be on the show. She was there to, you know, support her boyfriend. And they went, oh, my God, this girl says she has X-ray vision and she's totally serious.
Well, unfortunately, they're used to exploiting people.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably had her sign
of
a bunch of paperwork.
Of course they did. Right. Of course
but
they did.
But I think an argument could be made that she got swept from the backstage to the front of the stage in a way that she wasn't capable of stopping. She didn't have anyone there to help her and say, hold on, I need to step in here because this person has X-ray vision.
Right.
But
you
she
just
doesn't,
heard her say that.
But she doesn't have the ability to see mm-hmm. what's right. right in front of her.
Yeah.
You understand okay, what I'm saying to you?
Yep. She doesn't have a Yuzette or John to step in.
No, she doesn't. Right, just someone to... I thank God for Yuzette. No, Sarah's not doing that. You shut up, Dr. Phil. All right, what's coming up, Vincent?
Crowdfunding story makes the news. How to feel like a million bucks and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Over the weekend here at Alice, we're going to the zoo. We've got a different twist on the birds and the bees for Valentine's Day.
What?
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday between noon and 5. You can win 4 packs of tickets at the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. And then next week... Panic at the Disco. Only one of the hottest bands right now. Coming to Oakland on February 19th, and all week we have tickets. We'll have a queue to call at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So at that point, calling number 97 is in. Just be, you know, a little heads up for next week. Because it is Friday. We're all excited about the weekend.
Yeah.
Here on the Alice. So that's what's happening next week on the Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart.
Oh, what is going on with them today?
Uh-oh.
Mark Twain may have invented a clasp to close a bra, but we've got something to help unhook them. Sorry, Mark. Pretty sure that point goes to the gift center. This Valentine's Day, visit sfgcjm.com.
Dude, that's they're like writing these overnight.
Yep.
I know.
That is so funny.
We've got something to help unhook them. Well,
good news.
Sorry, Mark. sfgcjm.com. This Valentine's Day, go to sfgcjm.com.
Get that bar off. Come on.
Right. Dur,
George.
Here's what's happening. So our first news break, we sort of eulogized Bay Area great Frank Robinson, who
yes.
passed away yesterday. Also, another Bay Area great passed away.
Oh, who's that?
You might know Dunlop.
Oh, I do. I did hear this. Yeah, this is...
Many musicians know the name Jim Dunlop. Actually, Jim Dunlop Sr. is the guy we're talking about. He's a manufacturer of music accessories, and they've been based in the Bay Area since their beginning.
Oh, I didn't
back
know
in
that.
1965. They're in Benicia.
Oh.
I guess he moved to San Francisco way back, an immigrant from Scotland.
Oh. Jim Dunlop.
But he makes picks and pedals and...
Well, right, the wah was the, you know, you might not know this guy's name, but you have heard his products.
Right, on every record.
Did he
there
also
is.
Do the thing where you, like the...
Oh, the voice box? I'm not sure, but his pedals are world famous.
Yeah, John has a Dunlop wah.
Of course he does.
Because everybody does.
And picks, he's they make way huge. They make the Crybaby. They make the Tortex pick, which everybody uses.
Yep.
MXR brand, which puts out, I believe, Eddie Van Halen's pedals as well. Like he's a big deal. He's been around a long time, and he just passed away. And I thought it was worth a mention. Hold on.
Hopefully, nice and old. Really old.
Well, his business started in 65, so you have to figure...
He's at least 50-something years in the biz.
Let's see if I get to it here. I don't have his age.
All right.
I should. Darn me.
Darn you, Vinny. I know, it's hard to... Sometimes I get 3 pages of stuff, and it's like, where was
he? He was 82.
Yeah. Oh, good. All right. Well, nice long life. I hope he didn't have a terrible last few years.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
The
Did
cancer.
He?
I believe it was the bone cancer that got him.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That sucks. But rest in peace and thanks for everything, Jim.
Well, he
Dunlop
made a lasting
Senior.
Impression on this world, and it'll live beyond him. And I bet his family will also be able to enjoy his efforts.
Uh-huh. I bet they already are.
Right. So
it's good to be a Dunlop.
So both Bay Area legends, both died of bone cancer.
Whoa!
Oh, wow. And were they both 82? Frank was 83, wasn't he?
I think so. Look at you listening to me do stories.
I listen very carefully. The ANN is
thinking,
my life.
Another dude died. I was 82.
Oh, Finney. Albert Finney.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have him
is
in
he
here
from
somewhere.
The Bay Area, too?
He's not.
Oh, well, get him
he's
out.
He's British.
He's a guy you'd recognize, though. He's been in everything.
A new bill introduced to the California State Senate this week could put it on phone companies to crack down on these robocalls that are torturing all
Good.
Of us.
That it should be on the phone companies.
Yeah.
Every time my phone rings, I go back to the missus and she's, who's that? Oh, my school loan again. You get that one?
A school loan?
The
no.
school loan comes to my landline.
I don't get that one.
Every mother bleeping day.
I get the Chinese consulate.
This is our final Marriott
hotels.
This is your final warning. Yeah. I'm right. like, please let it be for once in my life. Be true.
Thank you for the final warning.
I don't have a school loan.
Right. Yeah, it's super aggravating. And they've become more clever. It seems like in the last couple of years that they're coming from inside the house. They're coming from your area code.
Right,
you know?
And that's specifically what this is about. The neighbor spoofing right. tactic that uses that this is how you answer the phone. The one I answered, because I don't answer it normally, the one I answered yesterday had not only my area code, but it had some man's name on it.
Oh.
And I went, oh.
This guy in my contacts?
Frank Garcia. Hello? Frank? This is your final warning. And I'm like, you mother bleepers,
Frank.
You got me again.
How dare you, Frank.
But so they're actually putting a name and a number in there.
Yeah, it does seem
that
like something
makes me
that
think,
they should be able to control.
Yeah. Who might that be?
Yeah.
That
put
I
on the phone
once
companies.
Again didn't put two and two together and now they're like, you know.
Yeah. I'm into it. And man, it doesn't matter how many times you tell people put me on the do not call list or, yeah. you know, you call that consumer protection place. I want my number on the do not call. Doesn't work. Doesn't matter. My phone is useless. My phone is a way that businesses can get a hold
Normally,
of me.
Normally, I'm like, you know, this is one of those things where you've grown to just shine stuff on. Well, I'm not expecting anybody at the doorbell. Forget it. And I finally get over. It's like this little. I'm like, oh, maybe that is like one of the neighbor boys or something. Landon's there. He's like, do you have any? What's the bouillabaisse? I'm like, what?
Bouillabaisse?
What's he
Who's
making?
Got bouillabaisse in there? That's a fish soup.
Hold on.
Did you have it?
They have those cubes, right?
Bouillon. Oh, that's bouillon. What he's trying to say. Bouillon. I'm like, what are you saying, boy? Bouillon. I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
I'm pretty sure I don't have it.
Bouillon. I'm like, is the joke on me and you because your mom's at home and you and I are at the front door having this?
Then what happened?
Well, then the missus called me and goes, did you get the bouillon for? I'm like, I still don't know what that is. God.
It's in a little
like,
plastic jar.
Yeah, it's in a jar in the fridge. I'm like, we don't have it.
No, is it made by Weiler's?
I don't know what it's made by, sure but it turns out we did have it.
Oh, yeah. You did?
It's like a soup base.
Yeah, you sent them away?
No, I said, yes, I sent them away because I didn't find it. Then the missus came home and went, it's right here. I'm like, well, you know what? When you work these deals out, why don't you be home for it?
Yeah. Or give me a heads
yeah,
up.
Yeah, or prepare me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Don't spring this on
that?
Me.
Just going to get worse.
And then say, you wanted these kids. You wanted these kids.
You have two working hands.
Yeah, you got two working hands. Tell her that, too.
I'm not part of this other shouting part of the story. But anyway, spoof calls can appear to be coming from your area code, often from a phone number very similar to yours.
Yep.
And now the California government is going to put it to the phone
Good.
Companies.
It should be on the
Do
phone companies.
Do something.
Yeah.
These robocalls have turned our phones useless.
Yeah, they have.
I mean the phone part.
Right.
I still use all the other parts.
Well, and it just sucks because a lot of times I'm at home and I hear my phone going off. And I'm like, all right, let me run over there. But you know what I did? I assigned special tones to everyone I know. So when it rings with the regular tone, I know it's not for me. Huh? I know it's not the thing.
Look at the big brain on
Brad.
Sarah. No, I was going to say Brad is.
Right. All my favorites have, you know.
Special tone.
And then I know it's you, Colin.
Can I hear my tone real quick?
No, you don't have one.
Oh, what do you mean your favorites?
My favorites, like my husband.
I better get a tone.
My sons.
Don't laugh at me.
I should actually assign you guys tones too, because once in a while I will get a call from you. Usually we just text each other though.
I want a tone.
I love that he's the one that's asking and then gets it right in the face.
Well, I meant my favorites as what a meatloaf my family in the members. Forehead. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you. You know what? I'll let you pick out your own tone. You come over during the break and you can pick out
You're
your own tone.
You're not supposed to ask for stuff like that.
God.
Can I come to the family dinner before your wedding?
You don't ask for that kind of thing either. What is wrong with you?
Let
is
us
that the rehearsal dinner?
Yeah, rehearsal. Let us know if we're invited to that.
We're not invited to it.
We're not invited.
We're not in the wedding.
For that.
I'm
so
just
you guys aren't having
a there.
Wedding party.
Are you having
do you
a wedding
have a best
party?
Man?
Yeah.
The best man, she just has a maid of honor? Are you doing
so,
full on?
No, my brothers are going to stand with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
So two best men.
Well, what am I supposed to pick one of them?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to. I asked them both to stand with me, but no, that's not going to be.
And who's she got?
Yeah, who's she got?
Oh, boy. It's on the thing. Didn't you see that?
No, I didn't see
it. It's on the invite you were sent.
We're waiting for the code for the hotel.
It's on
there. It said Christina and Vinny are getting married, and that was it.
It's on there.
Really? Find that for me.
I can't
find
it right
now. Find for me
right
where
now,
it says Nick and Jan are standing with you.
I don't think
you.
It is.
It's not.
Maybe that's on the part.
I read that whole thing.
Maybe you're still going to get another
avidly.
Part. I think there's another
Maybe.
Part that will.
Yeah, I need a code.
We need a code part. Too. Yeah. Hey, did you get my wedding gifts? They said they got shipped and delivered to your house. Did you get those yet?
So
are all the
funny.
Wedding gifts starting to show up?
Did you get that?
So there's this box and
yes.
She opens it. And they're baby dishes?
Yeah, I picked up baby dishes, but I picked something else too. That was the cheapo. 90% of the stuff was gone by the time I got the invite, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, as soon as I got the invite, I went right on there and I got you something from Pottery Barn.
I chose the Target.
Well,
stuff.
I don't know about any of that.
Anyway,
stuff, but
talk about the dishes. Go ahead and talk
the
about
the baby. She pulls them out and I go, you put baby dishes on the.
Well, yeah, we have babies. We need dishes.
She goes, well, I was, you know. People, apparently, this is the conversation. The first conversation was, look, you're right. Because I was saying, don't do a registry. We are okay. We're fine.
You got to do a registry.
And she goes, look, people are going to get you things. They're conditioned to do that at weddings. You might as well put stuff down that they're going to get you.
Okay.
So the baby dishes, I'm like, she goes, we need baby dishes. Why wouldn't I mean.
Yeah. Put them down.
Tell you who they were from?
Yeah.
People want to buy you something.
That's what I'm saying. So
right.
She's. That's not what I'm saying. That's what she's saying.
Right.
I was saying, don't.
No, you just do it.
Okay,
it's
well,
good.
There
and
it
she
is.
Did do it. She picked out some cute stuff at Pottery Barn, some cute stuff at Target. And
how did we end up on this?
Anyway, one more thing is coming
up
from
on
me.
This.
And let me know about the.
Oh, yeah, we ended
dinner.
Up on this because Hooman wants his own ringtone in your phone.
I'll give it to you. Actually, Richard Alvarado, my
give
contractor,
it to me,
just
good.
Said, do I have a special tone? Do I have a special
Does
tone?
Does he?
He doesn't. Only my people and my family. My special people. The people on my favorites list. My family.
I'm not on your favorites list.
You are on. I think you are, but you're not. You don't have a special tone.
Do any, so that means I don't
Hold
have
on.
One. Then.
No. Only. When do you guys ever call me?
All the time.
No, you don't, Hooman.
I guess only in
so
emergency.
Good about this.
Yeah.
Nobody's feeling good. We're all
this
feeling
Friday's
bad.
Ruined.
Whose phone is ringing right now?
You know
we
what?
Need to go.
I feel like we could be redeemed if we got invited to that rehearsal family dinner before the wedding.
But we're not in the wedding.
I put my wrist to my head like I was going faint,
and
my phone or my watch just called somebody.
Oh, who to call?
Yeah, who to call?
I don't know. I had to hang it up. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is,
don't put your head to your wrist.
I guess. Don't feign interest in a ringtone.
What did I have the vapors? Oh.
Anyway, I'm out of time. How'd this
no,
happen?
You're not. You have 3 minutes
left.
3 minutes.
You're
fine.
3 minutes.
All right.
3 minutes.
Tomorrow is National Pizza Day, everyone.
Oh, that's convenient.
98% of Americans love pizza.
Yeah, what's not
pizza.
To love?
I know. What's not to love?
So good.
Bread, cheese, sauce,
almost
tacos.
1 in 3 people eat it at least once a week.
Oh, my God.
That's too much.
That is too much.
The other day.
I would eat it every day, but I couldn't do it.
I don't even go to Facebook, but once a week maybe now. And
yeah.
I went there, and Georgie, our friend George,
yeah.
Listener
had
George.
Just posted a pizza. I don't know where he got it, but it was just, it looked incredible.
There's two places. One in the city he goes, and I think one in maybe Santa Rosa, Mary's or something?
I don't know, but it was.
Was it like New York style, good? Real thin?
No, it was actually a thick. It wasn't a
deep dish.
Okay. It was just a thick.
What was on it?
It was cheese.
Oh, see, just I just want a cheese pizza, and I just want to put a little salt on there.
But it looked so good. I was like, well, why can't I just sit down to that right now?
Mm. Like, oh, my God.
There
my
it is.
My
the picture is right in front of me, and it looks so good. Mm. And I feel like, you know what? People shouldn't post food unless you're going to... Unless I'm invited to sit down to it right
yeah.
now.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I shouldn't do it.
On. I'm so hungry.
I always post food.
I know. I post. Generally, that's all I post on Facebook. In fact, I haven't posted on Facebook in so long. All the food
yeah,
is
yeah, why
moldy.
Are you lying about it?
You're
There's
right.
no food. You don't even post anything.
I posted something.
Here's
oh, no,
me
you,
making a
ever,
purse.
I post on Instagram, and that's it. Huh. Is that the same thing? Is
no.
It?
Oh, it's Unless linked. They're linked. You got them linked?
I don't.
Let me see.
Anyway, it's National Pizza Day tomorrow. Go get a pizza pie.
Go right. get a pizza pie.
Why don't you? Our text number is 800-400-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-
Happy Friday, everyone.
We are children.
We're expecting, we have Jay Farrell coming in.
I thought you were going to say we're expecting rain.
Oh my God, I forgot. I don't even have a last news break.
Right.
I saved some of my best stories. Oh, well.
I guess we'll hear them on
Monday.
Do them right now.
Get out of here.
Hey, did you find that new song from Tesla?
You need to go pick a ringtone.
Apparently.
Was that a yes? I couldn't hear you because everyone's talking.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I'm trying to do the text.
Right. All right.
What are you asking?
No, I'm talking. Who was the one? I'm saying, did you find the new song from Tesla? We have the music break coming up.
He has a question.
Of course he does. He always does. Make it quick. We're done.
Forget it.
We got to go.
Okay. The new Tesla song and more new music next.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.